turunduse täht .
Richard , you had a very interesting candidate for weekly marketing award for this week .
Yes , and this comes from Arctic Shores , which is a company that specializes in gamification personality profiling. So, I mean, this is of interest to me because I was involved in what I would say is a fairly pioneering piece of work done by L'Oreal, and this is, well, maybe I think 4 or 5 years back now, where they introduced a new business game which had a gamification element to it, by which I mean, you know, you're taking part in what appears to be a game. And that game involves challenges and questions and responses and decisions and so on. And that in itself is, you know, engaging and interesting and attractive to people, particularly people, should we say, of a younger age than my own age, who've spent a lot of time gaming. So it's a natural environment for them. And these systems do is obviously they use this gaming to also get some idea of your skills and your personality and your values, etc. So I'm interested in Arctic Shores, who brought out a new version of this type of game called Firefly Freedom, and it's being used by Deloitte more recently to recruit, I think, around 200 people for their new apprenticeship scheme. And I think it's interesting, and it's be interesting for you to check out, because I think we'll see a lot more of this. And I think one of the things it does is, of course, bring in technology and approaches from a different environment, which is gaming, which I think increasingly will have an influence over the way that we digest media. But also, it reflects on the aim of many organizations now to try and increase the diversity of their intake and find ways of getting around what can be quite a narrow focus on a small range of universities and a particular type of talent coming from those universities, and use some of these online approaches where they're much more focused on the quality of the response rather than in some respects being influenced by the reputation of the university or the scoring in a particular technical subject or whatever it is. So I think it's interesting. It's interesting for a number of reasons, and that's why it particularly caught my attention.
Wow, it's really interesting. Now I found the website, and I promised that I'll share the link to our listeners as well. I have two candidates this week. Both were proposed by either the company or my colleagues. So thank you. The first candidate is a company called PhotoPoint here in Estonia. And what they did was that at the time when everyone is crazy about the shopping, we have the Black Friday and all these kinds of events all over the world. In Estonia, by the way, has been lagging behind. There are few events and it's just the trend seems to start to pick up. So the solution was that instead of Black Friday, they have Red Sunday at the same weekend, but still kind of interesting way to get attention. And the other candidate is a company called fitlap.ee, and what they do is they provide training and eating suggestions. And the challenge for them was that it takes time to provide good content. And for them, if they could do one good piece of content for a week, it's okay for a small company. But what they now turned, they turned it around, asking every blogger to write about diets and training. And for every blog post, they received a free training or counseling day. And during the first day, they received 50 blog posts. The trend is going on. And during the first 3 weeks, they had more than 500 posts. So it means that they calculate that it's more content created than they could do during 10 years. So that's why it's a really interesting case for this week, Weekly Marketing Award. So, Richard, what do you think about the cases?
I like them a lot. I have to say that giving a colour to each of the days of the week is an interesting idea. Of course, Monday will always be Blue Monday.
Minus 90.
Yeah, but I think you know, all of the other days, you know, could do with the colour as well. And if that helps make sales, then fine. That's great. And I think actually the blogging idea is also an interesting one. I think one of the big challenges at the moment is how you can stimulate, generate content and get people to give their views, share their views, particularly employees. I mean, I think from an employer brand point of view, the holy grail at the moment, or the latest holy grail, is employee generated content. And I think while this was used in a slightly different way, I think that it's an interesting way of thinking about how you can, you know, stimulate people to provide content. Yeah, no, both very interesting.
The next thing is that we need to choose the best one out of the three.
Oh, I see. Sorry.
So, what's your favorite?
Well, I have to say, and I should be more giving, really, but I have to say that I'm very interested in my my own Firefly Freedom. Only because, I mean, the reason being actually is that partly because I've seen lots of talk of gamification over the last few years, but I haven't seen anything coming through quite so strongly to really apply the idea to proper personality profiling. There's been a few matching games, but they've been pretty simplistic. So I'm just interested in this, you know, application of gaming to the, you know, the science of profiling. So I have to say, I'm afraid.
Yeah, I have to admit that I agree with you. Oh, yes. It's really, really interesting, and I already would like to see all the games and try to understand what's behind. So it's it's really fascinating, and of course I would like to see what results can they bring to the company, and also interesting that we finally see some kind of gamifications really picking up, because otherwise it's really occasional. Most of the companies cannot use that. It's still.
Yeah, sure.
So Arctic Shores will send you our weekly marketing award. It's kind of a form of a star you are going to receive by the post.